This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Southern New Hampshire University continues to reinvent itself. At the beginning of the decade, it had 2,000 students and shaky finances. Today, it serves more than 80,000 students online and 3,000 on campus, making it one of the country's fastest-growing universities. This week, it continues that expansion with the announcement of a major infrastructure project in Manchester. Joining me now is SNHU's president, Paul LeBlanc. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
I want to start by asking about something that happened recently, and then we'll talk a little bit about growth at SNHU, and that has to do with the fire that broke out at the dormitory over the weekend. I was wondering if you would be able to update us a little bit on the status of what's happening.
I can. So we had, of course, the most important thing is everybody was out of the dorm and safe. And we spent Sunday rallying around getting them made whole. So that included everything from the basics, which is salvaging what we could from their rooms, going to Bed Bath & Beyond and I think spending $6,000 on sheets and comforters, et cetera, making sure that the electronics that were salvaged either worked or could be replaced immediately. You know, today's students live on their laptops and phones and devices. So, and then getting them, of course, places to stay that night. And a number of them stayed with other friends on campus. Some went home if they lived close by, and others we put up in a local hotel. So subsequently to that, we have been, you know, getting books replaced, getting them housed. We do have room for everybody on campus. So that's just a matter of sorting that out, and people are moving into those rooms now. And working with the insurance company to document any losses and get students reimbursed for those. We're actually reimbursing them. We're simply documenting, and then we'll deal with the insurance company. So we're trying to make this as seamless and easy as possible for students. It's still terribly disruptive and, you know, for some students, pretty emotional. Some students, we were able to get almost everything out of their rooms, but where the damage was most severe, there are some of the students who lost almost everything.
Understood. Okay. Thank you very much for the update on that.
Yep.
That scary incident took priority to the school's major announcement. I hear you're building a parking garage. Where will it be, and what's the need for it?
Yeah, so it will be adjacent to our current mill location between 33 and 55 South Commercial. They're sort of two separate, they're buildings that look like one, but they're two different properties. And it will be between the mill building and the Fishercat Stadium. And we've got approval to build a 1,700-spot garage, and it's much needed because parking has been, as everyone locally knows, an ongoing problem in the mill complex.
So will this be open to the public or just for people associated with SNHU?
So its primary use will be for us. It will accommodate our employees will take up virtually every one of the 1,700 spots. But evenings, weekends, during games, during events at the SNHU Arena, I think, you know, when we're not using it for regular work hours, we will work out a system for making it available.
And along with the parking garage, the school also is entering into long-term leases at two commercial properties in the mill yard. What will those buildings be used for?
So currently we house our very large online division, the College of Online and Continuing Education. We house it in the mill complex, and it will continue to be that, and we will continue to increase the staff as we continue to grow. So there's room for this capacity for growth down there as well.
About how many jobs will be added?
We don't have an exact number on that, but I think, you know, we're probably looking at our current pace of hiring that probably another 200 to 300 jobs over the course of the next 3 years.
And finally, Paul LeBlanc, a new 80,000-square-foot engineering building is coming to Hooksett. Does that mean the school also is expanding its on-campus student body along with its online offerings?
We're not, actually. We feel very good about staying at about 3,000 students, just under 3,000 students on the main campus. This actually signifies more of a shift towards STEM fields and also a long plans movement towards healthcare as well, more healthcare professions. And this is reflective of, you know, where the jobs are, where the student interest is, what the needs of our workforce are today.
And in total, these deals, according to a recent tweet, amount to about $100 million in spending. So where's that money coming from? Who's covering it? Is it going to be covered by increases in tuition?
No, we actually have had no tuition increase, and we're very cognizant of the struggles of families and students to pay for their education. So, if anything, we're trying to find new models which will actually lower tuition. No, this comes from a combination of our own reserves. We do bonding and borrowing. So, for the new engineering building, they'll be borrowing for that building, but our we're very comfortable where our debt ratios are vis-a-vis the size of the university. So, no additional burden to students.
Paul LeBlanc is president of Southern New Hampshire University. Mr. LeBlanc, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.